Walling, Addie. Walling, May. September 1874. My dear little children, Addie and May. Mrs. Hall and myself are in camp meeting in a beautiful grove. There are now 32 beautiful white tents erected in a circle, besides two large tents. We would be glad to see our little girls this morning, and to talk with them and kiss them. We hope to see you soon. We hope, dear children, that you are well. We were very sorry to hear that May had the earache. We hope, dear children, you will eat only those things that are the most healthful. Meat is not good for either of you. Cattle are greatly diseased, and much diseased meat is brought into market. And in eating meat that is not healthy, but that is diseased, you will become sick and may suffer much pain. I do not want you to eat butter, because it is not good for you. You have humors, and butter will make your blood impure. Now, my dear children, Aunt Ellen and Mrs. Hall are very anxious that you should be good children that God can love. We want you to try to overcome everything like a willful, passionate temper. The precious Bible says a meek and quiet spirit is in the sight of God a great price. Addie will please to remember this and not talk too much. Think much and talk little. I hope my little girls will try to be useful and thoughtful. It is wrong to forget. God wants that we should remember. It is a sign of thoughtlessness and carelessness to forget what is told you. Try to remember your duty and not neglect it. Edson and Emma love you, my dear little girls. Remember, dear little children, and be useful. I hope May will not let her naughty temper get the control of her. The dear Savior is looking down with love and tenderness upon you. He will bless you and care for you if you will try to be good and do right. For Jesus loves and blesses little children. Will you now try and ask God to help you to be good? He loves to have children pray to Him. Now goodbye, my children. Your Aunt Ellen.